got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How are y'all? I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, for those who want to find their way home, back to the Father: do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you want to just sit and watch the whole thing, but you got to go wherever you got to go, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen live on your phone by calling the listen line. You can listen as it's happening. You don't have to miss a thing. And I don't want to miss a thing. You don't have to. Every time I fall asleep, I still miss you, babe. You don't have to miss a thing. You can listen to the show as it's happening. And then when you get home, you can pick up some more. But you can call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or Bon JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's also amazing that it's Thursday again. And we take all call, but on Thursday, we give the Bible Thumpers a little bit more time, because it's difficult once you learn the Bible and become a Bible Thumper. It's difficult to communicate, so you need a little bit more time. They kind of forget the normal way of communicating. And we love the Bible Thumpers. And because we love the Bible Thumper, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
Amazing.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Amazing. If anybody asks what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. Amazing. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And so, I have a question that I was pondering. And the reason I was pondering this question is because I noticed that it doesn't matter what religion you're in. It doesn't matter. And this is across the board religions, at least those I'm familiar with. I know there's like 100,000 religions around right now, give or take. But I noticed that not one male or female, not one. And it doesn't matter their title in the religion, how many degrees they have in the religion. And it doesn't matter how many ritual. Excuse me. It doesn't matter how many religious ritual they carry out, they act out, however often they act them out. It doesn't matter what ritual they act out. It doesn't matter how often they attend their religious fellowship or whatever they call it, church meetings. It doesn't matter how many. It doesn't matter how many Sunday school classes they attend. It doesn't matter how often they read the Bible. It doesn't matter if they're worshiping Mary or Martha and the religious mama, whatever they call her, the 23rd Psalm mama. Religion, woman, whatever they call it. It doesn't matter. What they call those women they in the Bible now, the Christian women call them?
Proverbs woman?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. They're the Proverb woman.
Proverbs 31.
Proverbs 31 woman. It doesn't matter. This is across the board, and it's interesting to me. And it doesn't matter if they're Muslim, worship Allah, male and female. It doesn't matter if they've gone to school to be a whatever, preacher, pastor, Proverb woman, Proverb 31 woman, or whatever. This is across the board, and it's so interesting to me. It doesn't matter if they're whatever. If they do the Last Supper every other Sunday or so, or they are baptized by water. It doesn't matter. It's so interesting to me. It's really, 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 really interesting to me. It's very, very interesting. And again, it doesn't matter the religion. Jewish, Hindu religion, it doesn't matter religion. It's all the same. And so I have a question. I have not found, that doesn't mean it's not out there, all right? Let me say that. I just have not come across it yet. And I've counseled with and met with and talked with every religious people I'd never even imagined existed. I even talked with a lot of those, what's the name of the fat guy that sit on the thing in the Chinese restaurant?
Buddhist?
Buddhist, thank you. And you pat his head when you walk in and put money in his lap. Buddhist people, meditators. It doesn't matter for some reason. I've noticed And I want to know why. I noticed that none of them have peace. None of them. None of them appears to have entered into the kingdom within. It's as though the kingdom within has not been heard of by them. And even if they've heard of it being mentioned, they don't know or seem not to know or to understand that you can enter in. And it's just the most interesting thing I've ever seen. And especially knowing that that was Christ's primary message, to live from within. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, is here and now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's not in your Bible. It's not in your holy sepulchre, whatever that means. It's not in worshiping Mary or the Pope or the preacher or the dope dealer or the slut or the slut maker or the pot or the alcohol or one another. It's not in there. Don't look in those places. Look within. And it seemed to be, but it seemed to be the last place that people look is within. And then I noticed that nearly every person I talked to call themselves a sinner. And they don't expect to be anything but a sinner until they die. And somehow or another, they think that when they die, they're not going to be a sinner. Isn't that like amazing? What kind of God are you serving that's going to treat you this way? In the same way Satan treats you. The same way. Why would you even want to bother looking for another God that's going to treat you this way? Leave you in your hell and punish you. And has given you no way out why you live. Why would you believe something like that? And amazing. So my question is, what, are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? And what does it take? What do you think it takes to not be a sinner? Why you live? What do you think it takes? Or do you think it takes anything? What does it take to enter into the kingdom of heaven within? Why you live? Since the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. Are you a sinner? And what does it take to enter into the kingdom of heaven? That's my question. I'm taking all calls, but I'm just hearing it over and over, and so many people in pain, so many people are traumatized, so many people are unhappy. And marriages, and the men and the women, everything. It's just bad. Hell on earth. Human beings are a mess. Insane. The insane asylum is everywhere. Asylum is everywhere. Inside of human beings and outside. There was this woman. Watering her grass, her lawn, her flowers. and people walking by, watching her water her flowers. And she was like really into it. But you know what happened, Nick?
What?
There were no flowers. There were no grass. There was nothing but an illusion. But in her mind, she saw grass. And she was watering it. And people walking by going, what the? What do you think of that?
Sounds like somebody... That sounds crazy. Like thinking a song is about you. When a song is just a song. That's oddly specific. Sorry, moving on.
There was one woman, a man, sitting in a chair, and he put another chair in front of him, and he was having a conversation with the chair, but he was convinced he was having a conversation with a person, convinced of it.
Wait, are these real? What's going on? Are these counseling sessions?
He was convinced that there was a person in that chair, and they were having a conversation. Isn't that amazing? What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
It sounds insane.
What?
It sounds insane.
And why is that insane?
Because you think something's real when it's not.
Yeah. And no one can tell him there was no one in that chair. No, don't you see him? No one was in the other seat at all. And you know what that reminded me of? Insanity. Does it remind you of insanity?
It does.
And that's the same insanity that every human being has when they talk to themselves, when they believe thoughts and they respond. They're believing that an invisible man is sitting in a chair across from them. Because all thoughts are invisible illusion. It's not real. And so that is same asylum that you mentioned is inside of every human being. They have this imaginary idea of past and future and haves and not haves. And when they get to heaven or when they don't get to heaven, there is a God or no God. And they are communicating. They're watering flowers that's not even there. But in their mind, you can't convince them that there are no flowers there. They're watering an invisible lawn, invisible flower, invisible grass. It doesn't exist. And people walk by and say, hey, no, that doesn't exist. That's not real. No, it is real. I feel it. I see it. It is real. I think it. My fears are real, they say. I am lonely. Watering invisible flowers that's not even there. It's an illusion. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Yeah, I like that you put it that way because it's hard to unsee thinking as yelling at a visible person. Like, you literally argue with thoughts. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. You argue with an invisible person that doesn't even exist. But you're convinced that it does. You can't convince people that they are not their thoughts. They're not their past. They're not their future. That all they have is right now. You can't convince them to move that empty chair away from their lives and live. You cannot convince an insane person or people that your enemy is within. they only think that their enemies are without. And they think they have something to lose. They're talking to an invisible chair. And you walk by and you see them talking to an invisible chair. You're like, no, no one is there. Don't tell me I see him, they say. Okay. What does it take to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Perfect peace. Anyway, it's Bible thought. Food for thought. I want to know, what does it take to enter in? And are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? So apparently, according to the Guardians, you know how the Great White Hope is holding back for a few more days for Iran to get its act together? And so they have a temporary agreement, they say. Well, apparently, if this is true, and nowadays you don't know what the truth, because there is no truth in the world. No truth at all. All lies, all the time, about anything. The Guardian is reporting that the fate of the two-week ceasefire in the Iran conflict looked uncertain on Wednesday. Watch this from 11 Alive, AP, and ABC News.
According to Iranian state media, Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz. Now, this comes in response to Israeli attacks in central Beirut today, Beirut being the capital city of Lebanon.
Ceasefire is not necessarily the word that comes to mind when looking at these scenes of violence and chaos from the streets of Lebanon today as a result of the most intense series of Israeli strikes since the beginning of the war. We saw piles of charred cars at major intersections, mountains of rubble clogging the roads, entire apartment blocks razed to the ground.
Overnight, Iran refusing to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz, even though allowing traffic through that vital shipping lane was a key condition of the U.S. ceasefire deal.
No ceasefire ever goes without a little bit of choppiness.
Iran is protesting Israel's sweeping attacks against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Officials there say nearly 200 people were killed yesterday alone. Roughly 1 in 5 people in Lebanon have now been displaced. Iran claims Lebanon was part of the ceasefire deal. Not so, says the U.S.
I think this comes from a legitimate misunderstanding.
Vice President J.D. Vance, who's expected to lead peace talks in Pakistan this weekend, insists the ceasefire is holding.
I think the Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. That said, the Israelis, as I understand it, again, I'm supposed to get a fuller report when I get on the plane, have actually offered to be, frankly, to check themselves a little bit in Lebanon because they want to make sure that our negotiation is successful.
Amazing. Where's the love you said you'd give to me? Soon you were free. Where's the love? Amazing. No love. Expert says drivers can see gas prices. I can see the prices coming down. What about all the people who are freaking out? Oh, gas prices going up. I can't even go to Las Vegas with my children, they say. Esper says drivers can see gas prices come down in the coming days. Watch this, ABC News.
In a potential sign of progress, Iranian media claims officials have released a map showing a path ships can take through the Strait of Hormuz to avoid mines. The Iranians now pushing a plan to charge ships a toll. President Trump saying, "We're thinking of doing it as a joint venture. It's a way of securing it. It's a beautiful thing." The Financial Times quotes an Iranian official saying the proposed toll could be $1 per barrel of oil. Secretary of State Marco Rubio recently dismissed the idea as illegal. Critics warn it could enrich the Iranian regime.
They are making threats about controlling the Hormuz Straits in perpetuity, creating a tolling system and the like. That's not going to be allowed to happen.
Even if the strait does reopen, analysts warn it could take months for global shipping to recover. Still, experts say drivers here in the U.S. could see gas prices come down slightly in the coming days, falling from the current average of $4.16 per gallon to as low as $3.70 by the end of the month, if the ceasefire holds.
Amazing. I bet you think this song is about you, don't you? Don't you? What a mess! And the beat goes on. Whatever happened to Matthew 5:44? But I say to you, this is so deep, really, it just made my heart tear up. But I say to you, love your enemies. Love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. That's in the word. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do you bless the people who curse you? And do you love your enemies? Do you do good to those who hate you? Or do you give hate back? Do you curse those who curse you? Or do you bless them by wishing them well? Do you do good by those who hate you? Or do you hate them back? And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. If you want peace on earth, you got to do that. Ain't no other way around it. You got it all backwards. You hate those who hate you. You curse those who curse you. Instead of praying for those who spitefully use you, you persecute them. Where's the love? Where is the love? There's no love in this world. There's no love in families. And the sad thing about it, if I can use the word sad about it, I don't know how sad it is, but for conversation purposes, you were created to allow love to flow through you and become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Are you allowing love to go through you? Or are you allowing anger, resentment to go through you? Which one? Are you allowing love to go through you? Or are you allowing anger and resentment, or resentment, which is the same, to go through you? Which one are you serving, hate or love? It's Bible Thumper Thursday, so we're going to Bible Thumper up in here. Where's the love? Family members don't love each other. Mothers don't love the children. Nobody loves one another. There's no love. And if they do love one another, they think love isn't emotional. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. They think love is emotional. They don't know that love, that kind of love, is hate. That's why you love whom or what you hate, or you hate whom or what you love. Back in a moment. I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Like the videos. Check out yesterday's Punchin' TV. A brand new host there on Punchin', known as Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Bill. Bill on Punchin' TV yesterday, a brand new episode. You can podcast it. Check it out. And also, we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had an interesting discussion with Ernest Owens, a journalist, CEO, and the author of The Case for Cancel Culture. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
People's ability to vote, stopping discrimination, human rights.
They were canceling conservative left and right.
I mean, there were some conservatives that deserve to be canceled. We see political cults on the left and the right. And that extremism, I think, is what's tearing America apart. This country should not be ran by the Bible.
But are we a Christian nation?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Do you love America? What the? What the? You can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. So, Hank, what did you think about the analogy of the man sitting in a chair thinking he's talking to someone? There's a chair in front of him. He put there, he convinced he's having a conversation with other. The woman watered flowers, but there are no flowers. And you can't convince her there are no flowers there.
Very highly disturbing. It's like a horror movie, one of those horror movies or disturbing movies that leave you disturbed. Pardon the three times use of that word. Creepy.
What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
That is true, what you were saying. How the analogy to insanity.
And it's, that's what's happening inside of every human being head. They're talking to an empty chair, but you can't convince them that those thoughts are not real. They're watering flowers that doesn't exist every time they believe a thought. And you can't convince them that there are no flowers there. Isn't that amazing? But you guys are not guilty of that, of course. I'm sorry?
Of course.
Of course. Amazing. But that's what's happening. And it's sad. What a waste of time of not living life. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jay Bell said, You say when you need to come back to the present and get out of your thoughts to look at your hands. But does it have to be your hands? Can it be your feet or the trees or sky? Can you elaborate? Says Jail Bell.
The only thing, Jail Bell, is that you want to stay present in reality. So you can be aware of your body. You can be aware of your surrounding. As long as you are not in your head thinking about anything that's not happening right now. That's the whole point. Thank you, and stay with it.
Very nice. Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. At this point, just call me Mike. Just give Punchy TV to Derek. Billy looked like a host held at gunpoint. Or it may be because he has low vitamin D.
Amazing.
Bill did talk about vitamin D deficiency and how dangerous it is.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
King Alpha Nerd. Here again, and that's why reparations haven't been done yet. That chapter of Africans enslaving their own people and selling them is ignored in history. What a mess.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, how they're trying to get reparations from America. Nowhere else but America. I think there's one other place they might be trying to get it from, but it's all about the money.
UK.
The UK?
Mm-hmm.
White man country again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. Anthony L. with the cool sunglasses, smiley.
Thank you, Anthony L. Deep.
Marcus G. 59. Everybody a sinner except for baby Jessica's daddy. 100 is in the word mess. Straight face.
Amazing.
Emoji.
Are you a sinner? And what does it take to enter into the kingdom of heaven within? What does it take to be born again, to be saved? What does it take? Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus G., why keep on believing thoughts? Why? All you're doing is letting those thoughts keep you trapped in a prison in the mind. When the cell door is open wide, you must be insane in the membrane. Mess. Straight face emoji.
I must have been insane. I lied and said, Mama died on a weekend trip to Spain. Remember that song?
No, but it sounds nice.
Down on her knees, always trying to please. Mama, 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 can you hear me? Mama. You heard that part?
I have.
You ain't a baby.
From you.
What? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus G. Malacca. Happy Friday Eve, JLP. Love from London.
Heard around the world. Happy Friday evening. Love back to London. Thank you.
And Malacca follows up on X live stream. We're all sinners.
We're all sinners. Amazing. Thank you for responding to that question. I appreciate it.
Kevin S. yesterday on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, tithe.
Thank you, Kevin. Who was it?
Kevin S.
Kevin S. Thank you.
Very nice.
Very much. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
You were talking about how the propaganda, the news that we get, like the news out of Israel or Lebanon, is all fake news. And just like when they said that ceasefire was violated, again, it was the Israelis that did it. And with Bibi Netanyahu, and he's getting a free pass.
The Israelis that did what?
They went into Lebanon and killed 1,000 people yesterday.
But there's no proof that there's part of the agreement at all. Lebanon wasn't included in that, according to your report.
Isn't that kind of funny again? The group that they're against, Hezbollah, is the same group that they created in the 1980s.
Hezbollah was Brady, what do you say? How do you respond to the president saying that Lebanon was not a part of the agreement at all? How do you respond to that?
I respond to it. Donald Trump is a puppet of the Jewish state run by Bibi Netanyahu.
Brady, how do you respond to the president saying that the deal was not with Lebanon at all? Lebanon was not involved in the deal. It's Iran and not Lebanon. What do you think about that?
I thought that should have been included in the deal. That is,
but it wasn't. But it wasn't.
I know, but it was
so good. Knowing that Lebanon was not a part of the deal, how are you accusing Israel of breaking the deal when Lebanon was never part of the deal? How are you doing that?
Do you understand what Israel is doing?
No, that's not the question. That's not the question. How are you accusing Israel of breaking a deal when they were not a part of the deal?
Israel does not ever abide by.
That's not the question. That's not the question. Respond to the question.
Okay, I think the question of should they have gone into Lebanon?
That's not. No, I ask you, how are you able to accuse Israel of breaking a deal with a country that was not a part of the deal? How are you able to accuse them of that?
Because they're guilty of war crimes.
No, that ain't the question.
They blow innocent.
No, that's not the question.
Well, you keep covering for the Jews.
No, that's not the question.
Jesse, why are you covering for the
Israel? Israel.
Covering for the Jews.
Brady, calm down. Stay with me. Stay with me.
I'm here.
Lebanon, according to the president, was not a part of the deal. So after Iran had this drone attack, they attacked Israel, Israel attacked Lebanon, how are they breaking the deal? Am I right about that?
Well, there really isn't a deal because Israel
right. How are they breaking a deal if Lebanon? Just respond to that only. How are they breaking a deal if that place was never part of the deal? How are they breaking a deal?
Okay, they never abide by any deal, so how are they breaking?
No. I'm going to ask you one more time, and I'm going to have to run since you won't respond. How did Israel break a deal if Lebanon is not a part of the deal?
Well, if you look at it that way, they're not breaking the deal.
Okay, and so do you see that now?
No, I don't agree with that. No, absolutely not.
Brady, calm down.
Go ahead.
Brady.
Go ahead.
You understand, according to the president, Lebanon is not a part of the deal, right?
I see where you're going. Yes, I'll agree with that. Yes, Jesse.
What are you agreeing with?
I'm listening to the deal that was drawn up. And again,
what are you agreeing with? What are you agreeing with me about?
That they went into Lebanon because Iran retaliated and Israel went into Lebanon and they said there was no deal ever initiated in the beginning. And Lebanon, you could do whatever you want. You do it.
And so, Brady, calm down. Come back. And so you agree, according to the president, there was no deal made with Lebanon, right?
There was no deal with Lebanon, correct.
And so when Israel attacked Lebanon, did Israel break a deal?
They broke the deal with God.
No. Come back. No, come back.
They're killing innocent people.
Brady, you and I agree, according to the president, no deal was made with Lebanon, right?
Correct. No deal
And so Israel did not break a deal then when they fired at Lebanon. Am I right?
Correct.
What does that feel like to admit that without excuse?
It feels like it feels like I want to vomit because I don't agree with any of that. I want to vomit really bad.
Why do you want to vomit to the truth?
Because I despise what the Jewish state has been doing to this world for thousands of years.
And so you hate them. That's why you want to vomit?
I don't hate them, but I despise them. And yeah, they make
despise, despise is hate, man.
I get whatever you want to call it, but every morning I get up, I want to
do you love them?
Look at the Jewish state.
Hey, Brady, do you love them?
No.
And do you love God?
Yes, I love God.
How can you love God and hate Israel?
I'm trying to work on that, Jesse. You're supposed to love thy neighbor. You're supposed to even love Israel. You're supposed to love the Jews.
Brady,
I don't like any
Brady,
of them.
Brady,
it's
Brady.
It's hard for me, Jesse.
Brady,
I don't like any of them.
Hey, Brady, how
Go
can
ahead.
You love God and hate Israel?
I don't know. I must be Irish because I hold a grudge.
Brady, how can you love God and hate Israel?
Because I think the Jewish state is anti-God.
Brady, how can you love God and hate Israel?
It's my personal belief with God. I have my understanding with them.
Is it possible you don't love God? Brady, is it possible you don't love God?
No, I have a good understanding with God, I think.
So what about Matthew 5:44? But I say to you, love your enemy. Do you love your enemies?
That's one part where I go on the wayside because I can never get that part. Like when I've been robbed or beaten or when I've been beaten up, I have a hard time feeling any pity or love for someone who's robbed or stolen from me. I want to make them burn in fire. I want to beat them to a pulp.
See, so let me ask, hold on. And do you bless those who curse you?
I want, like I said, Jesse, I want to stomp on them for what they've done. I have a hard time forgiving people. I'm working on that part of my life.
And do you do good to those who hate you?
No, I don't. I got a grudge against them. And if I catch them, I want to beat their you know what.
For those who spitefully use you and persecute you? Do you pray for them?
I don't know if I would call it praying, but I'm working on it, Jesse.
I don't really
pray for them.
Well, you stay with it because the one thing I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, there's no way you love God and hate your fellow man.
Well, I'm working on it. I talk with God, but I despise one who's stolen from someone else.
Well, he told you to love them.
Robbers, murderers.
But God told you to love them, man.
I don't have God's heart inside of me. I'm not good at forgiving yet. I'm working on it.
Well, you stay with it, all right?
Right on, brother.
All right. Amazing. What a mess. Trump told, read that for me, hey. You wrote it.
Yes. Trump told PBS News, according to Google AI, that Lebanon was left out because of Hezbollah. And he called that a separate skirmish.
Amazing.
And we have a super chat, though.
Okay.
That adds context to this.
Okay.
I can fix anything, 3180, says Pakistan is the broker between U.S. and Iran for the ceasefire deal.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif posted on X that the ceasefire applies everywhere, including Lebanon.
Oh.
So there's a difference of opinion between Trump and the Pakistani guy.
And who they going to believe, Pakistani or Trump?
Neither. I neither believe nor disbelieve.
That's right.
Either one.
No, I meant the super chatter.
Oh, the super chatter.
Who is that from?
I can fix anything.
Oh, okay. Who do you believe I can fix anything? Lebanon? Not Lebanon, but where?
Pakistan.
Pakistan guy or the Great White Hope? Or as Hayes said, you neither agree or disagree. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Is that it?
Yes, I think so.
Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
All right, I was calling to answer that biblical question, man.
Do you know how to behave under pressure?
I can't call it because it my actions would show that no, I don't. It looks like I fail constantly at it, but I'd say that's an illusion. And I don't take accountability for my actions because that would be judging myself. That seems like that's the whole thing. The devil wants me to judge myself.
You said you can't call it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What
does it mean? I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I straight up don't know.
You don't know if you know how to behave under pressure?
My actions will show that I don't, but I don't take credit for my actions.
But you don't know if you know how to behave or not under pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause I would say no. It seems like no. The answer is no. But that's an illusion.
So you don't know if you don't know how to behave under pressure or not? Because that's the question.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. That's my final answer. I don't know.
You don't know if you know how to behave under pressure?
I don't.
Hate want to respond to you.
Oh, you said that you don't take credit for your actions as being from you, but you take credit for the thoughts enough that prompt the actions to take the actions, if you're following what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? I'm following.
I don't take credit for the thoughts. I don't take credit for... I just
liar.
Watch.
You're lying.
Oh, I'm lying.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you wouldn't take the action if you didn't believe the thought as you.
Okay. Okay, so I okay. Huh, interesting. Okay. So I'm just straight up lying then. I'm believing the thoughts then.
Yeah, that's why you take the action. You wouldn't take the action if you didn't believe the thought.
So
all these people being like, I know it's not me.
So when I try not to, check this out. So when I try not to believe the thoughts, I can do it for a while. And then when one slips in and I accidentally take the action, I judge myself for that. So it seems like I shouldn't even try to not believe the thoughts because it always fails. It's not.
What now?
Yeah.
That was my only point.
Okay.
I can't take you further.
But it's like, how can I... Okay, all right, go ahead.
How can you what?
How can I work on myself or get to the 50th floor if I'm not allowed to... If I don't know?
Hold on, Josh. Can you hold for me? I got to take a break. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
How can I... Back in a moment, hate news, not the fake news, two more hours ago.
My question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? Don't worry. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is cleaning up the mess despite the naysayers in the chat. Shout out to the naysayers in the chat and in the listening audience. Maybe he's contributing to a little mess as well. Shout out. Maybe. I don't know. There is one line open. Hang tight, Josh, and the rest of the callers. Excellent calls on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show so far today on this Bible Thumper Thursday. A beautiful Bible Thumper Thursday. A big, beautiful Bible Thumper Thursday here. And it is hate news, not fake news. Shout out to Bill, the engineer and host of Punchy TV. I have to say, congratulations on an excellent inaugural Bill Solo hosted Punchy TV episode. I respectfully disagree, if I have any respect at all, with Mike, who said, bring back Derek and not Bill. Bill's great. He's excellent. Anyway, shout out. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, but Ground News reports NASA's Artemis II astronauts, Artemis II being their moon mission, where they flew around the moon. The astronauts are preparing to end the moon mission with a fireball, quote-unquote, re-entry into our Earth's atmosphere and to splash down into the water tomorrow on the 10th, I believe, right? That's the plan, man. And March is set a new record for the most abnormally hot month in the continental USA. Supposed to rain here this weekend in LA area and SoCal in general. Supposed to rain, scattered, I guess, throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then another little system on Sunday. I don't know if it's supposed to be too crazy. I think it's Friday evening into Saturday, something like that. We'll see what happens. For those of you who are local to our area here at Bond, rebuildingtheman.com/church with Jesse Lee Peterson. He's going to be on Sunday. Always excellent. But it was definitely warm, very warm, even hot as any, it was like up into the 90s, I think, sometimes, here back in March. And now it's cooling off again. We'll see what happens. Reform UK. Elsewhere, across the pond, beautiful Reform UK threatens to deny visas to citizens of countries who are demanding reparations, according to Ground News and their daily briefing. Reform UK announced yesterday they would deny all visa types. Now, Reform UK is just a political party. They may not be able to get this done, but they're talking big right now. Work visas, study visas, visitor visas, and family visas denied to will be denied, they wish, right, hope, to nationals from 17 countries who are seeking slavery reparations. You heard about this yesterday on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and last week from beautiful Mays and Hake on the Hake Report, I think it was last week, they would consider canceling £6.6 billion. That's their version of dollars. It's more expensive. Pounds are bigger than dollars, by the way. In foreign aid, the proposal targets Caribbean nations like Jamaica and Barbados, plus Nigeria, Ghana, and Kenya, which are African nations. Following a UN resolution last month in March, a few days ago, from like a week ago or so, declaring the transatlantic slave trade humanity's gravest sin, which is a joke. Why it matters, if enacted, the policy could block millions of visa applications affecting students, workers, and so-called families, with Nigerians hit hardest, which is interesting because Nigerians are some of the better working people, They function better in our societies compared to others, I think. Anyway, the proposal has sparked diplomatic backlash, condemned as toxic racism by Caribbean leaders. Look in the mirror. And it doesn't even exist, of course. Reparations estimates reached £18.8 trillion, over 14 times Britain's annual budget, creating a potential for major international tension. Crazy, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, Hour 2. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever you're doing, you just got to run around. You would love to listen to the show as it's happening. You can. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. He made it possible for you to listen to the show as it is happening. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah. Woo. Amazing. Bless me in the morning, bless me late at night. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Bless me in the morning, bless me late at night. Any way, anytime you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Ooh! I gave the analogy in the beginning, you can podcast the show, of a man sitting in a chair, and he has an empty chair right in front of him, and having a conversation with that chair. And people walk by and say, no one is in that chair. He's like, yes, it is. No, no one is there. He sees a conversation with a person that's not there. And then down, right down from there, this woman watering the flower in the grass, just watering, having a good time. And no one, and people are like, what are you doing? I'm watering my flowers. And people are like, no, there are no flowers there. What the? Yeah, don't you see my beautiful flower and grass? Miss, there are no flowers. But she saw flowers, and you couldn't convince her there were no flowers. And literally, there were no flowers there at all. They were both living in an insane asylum, and they didn't know it. They were living in the same asylum. They did not know it, and you could not convince them that they were living in a sane asylum, and they were insane. Likewise, human beings living in thoughts are living in a sane asylum, and they are planting flowers and watering them that's not even there. They're having conversations with an empty chair, but you cannot convince them there's no one there or there's no flowers, that they're insane, living in their imagination, living in the illusion. But you can't convince a person or people inside of an insane asylum that they're crazy, that they're living in the same society. You can't convince people that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Because they think they see what they see. And you can't convince them there's nothing there. No, there's no one there. It's an illusion. But I see a person in the chair. I see flowers. But there are no flowers. Likewise, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and you're living in there in an insane asylum, and no one can convince you that it's an illusion, that you're crazy. What a mess, huh? All thoughts are all lies all the time. Even Christ said, there's no tomorrow. Take no thought about tomorrow. It doesn't exist. Take no thought about yesterday. It doesn't exist. Take no thought about anything. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, and my thoughts are not yours. They're all illusion from the deceiver. And what do? You do everything but that. And then you blame other people for the way you think, because you're thinking that they're thinking what you're thinking. So you have pain, fear, whatever, but you blame them, not knowing that those are your thoughts. It has nothing to do with anyone else. It's inside of you. And because you're thinking it, you're having the pain, it's all in you. But I say to you, love your enemy. According to Matthew 5:44, love your enemy. Love your enemy. Where is the love? Christ created you that he may bring love, light into the world through you. That's how light enters into the world, through human beings. But you're not of the light. You're of the illusion. You're of darkness because you believe there's someone sitting in an empty chair, and you're having a conversation with the empty chair. And you don't love your enemies. You don't bless those who curse you. You curse them back because you're living in an illusion, in the insane asylum, and don't know it. No one can convince you that you're in an insane asylum. No one can convince you of that at all. And then you cry. Do good to those who hate you. You're not doing good to those who hate you. You hate them back. Because you're living in a sane asylum, and you think something is happening to you. And rather than blessing those by forgiving them, you're cursing them. Because you're in an insane asylum, wanting flowers that doesn't exist. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. You heard Brady say, no, I don't love those who hurt me. You heard Brady from Arizona? I don't love those who hate me. I don't love those who attack me. Not knowing, because you don't love those who hate you, because you don't love your enemies, you're going cuckoo. You're going crazy in the crazy house of your mind. Because you don't pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, you're going crazy in the same asylum. And you walk about a person in the insane asylum, and you wonder, why is that person watering empty, nothing there grass? Why are they doing that? Why is that man sitting in a chair pretending he's talking to someone else? You don't understand that they are in a sane asylum because you're in there too. Because if you were not in the insane asylum, you would understand that the person that's talking to someone in an empty chair is in an insane asylum. But you don't have an understanding. You don't understand it. They cannot see. Because you're in there too. In your own mind. What a sad way to live. When you have been free and don't even know it. You love the illusion. You love the insane asylum. And that's why you don't pray for those who use you. When I think of the world, when I think of the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Save the children. Why don't you save the babies? What a mess! It's a spiritual battle. I want to encourage you on this Thursday, Baba Thumpa Thursday, for those who say they believe in God and for those who don't, the atheists or whomever, come out of the insane asylum of your mind and your emotions. They are not your own, and they are not from God, and they are not real. Josh, out of Georgia, do what you want, but well, all those who want to be free, you can. Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
So I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
But all right.
Did you have another question or anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say it does seem like maybe I'm lying to myself in that I'm trying too hard to avoid the thoughts and then judging myself and it's like you really can't put effort into ignoring the thoughts because it causes you to judge yourself and then just give up completely.
And what self are you judging? Who are you judging? Who are you?
I don't know. I just see the actions.
But why do you think you're judging yourself then if you don't know that? Why are you saying that?
It's like I'm not sure where the line of like where do I put in effort and where do I not I don't know. It's like I'm like to work on. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the thoughts playing with me right now.
What were you about to say? Where you put in the effort to do what?
To doubt all the thoughts that are lying to me.
What do you mean by put in the effort?
By ignoring the thoughts and letting them pass.
That's no effort. Why don't you do that and see what happens?
I thought I was doing it, but then it seems to not work. I mean, it would seem like, okay, I'm believing the thought now.
What seemed not to work?
Seems to not... that I'm still believing thoughts.
Why does it seem that, you believe in thoughts when you can see the thoughts?
If something must be lying to me, making it seem like I'm believing them, so...
Because if you can see them, you're separated from them. And when you're separated from them, you have no relationship with them. So why does it seem that way to you?
Because something's lying to me, telling me that, I could be doing it better, you know.
Why are you believing those lies?
It seems legit.
Are you a sinner, Josh?
I doubt it. It seems like I don't have control over it. It seems like I don't have control over anything. So that's why,
Are you a sinner?
No.
And why you say no?
Because I can't control. I don't, like I said, I don't take accountability for the things I do.
Do you love your enemies?
Yes.
Do you bless those who curse you?
Yep, I see they can't help it.
Do you?
Because I can't help it. I can't help the things I do. So yeah, they can't help the things they do either. So no one can help what they're doing.
And do you do good to those who hate you?
This the thoughts in my head. Yeah, I do. But the thoughts in my head are always trying to tempt me to hate somebody or judge other people and myself too. Yeah.
So do you do good to those who hate you?
Do I do good? I don't know if I do anything to them.
Do you pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you? Do you pray for those?
Yeah, I wish them the best.
Amazing.
Yeah, I wish them well. But, yeah, I'm really saying I can't control nothing. I do dumb things. I do. I, like you said, I water the fake flowers. And, and it looks like... in a different, I'm just like Brady, but in a different way. It's like a different variation of it, you know. And I don't know. We can't help it.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. concerning the biblical questions.
Okay.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, man.
All right.
No problem. Thank you, man.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jim out of Arkansas. No, I'm sorry. My bad. Alaska. I keep thinking Arkansas. Jim, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, sir. How you doing?
All this well, Jim.
I just wanted to call and thank you for that analogy this morning. It was very powerful, and I do appreciate it. I tell myself all thoughts are all lies all the time,
yeah,
all day long. But that really really put it home, so I just want to personally thank you for that.
You're welcome, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet, Jim.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
But take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Bob and Thumper Thursday. Rich is out of Florida. Rich, you are on the air.
I think I should start by answering the biblical question.
Are you on the speaker?
No. Can you hear me now?
You're not on a Bluetooth or anything?
No, I have a very poor connection always.
Oh, okay. Do you know, and stay right close to your phone then. Do you know how to behave under pressure?
Try to follow the Prince of Peace in your heart instead of the war in your head. Very difficult, but I try as best I can in stress to do that.
Amazing. All right. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Rich.
I have another thing.
What's that?
I just want to state some facts that do exist because I believe in peace, not war.
Okay.
Here's some facts that do exist. Since 1970, there has been an organization called Jews for Jesus. People can find out about that themselves, and there are millions of them. There are churches where Jews and Christians go to church together. That's called Messianic Christianity. They already exist across the United States and have peace. The oldest church in the world that existed since 600 AD is in Ethiopia. They did not go with the Romans. They stood directly with Jesus Christ. And they say that their churches, which are built, carved out of stone, you can see them on the internet, are carved by angels.
Rich, yeah. Make a long story short because of time. I don't have time for the preaching, so.
Okay, last one. I think you should have Rabbi Shmuley on the Fallen State. It would be fun.
888-775-3773. For any suggestions for a guest on the show, contact producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Hate can tell me, I think it's messianic Judaism, the Christian version of Judaism. I don't understand any of that, but okay. Amazing. Let me go to Jay out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Jay, you are on the air.
Hi, I wanted to get your take on, there's a basketball player named Jaden Ivey who was waived by the Bulls, which basically means they fired him. So the pretext of this is that he was on Instagram live and he had done some videos posting about Pride Month and how the NBA celebrates it. And how they proclaim pride and things of that nature. And he said that they celebrate unrighteousness. And my question is, do you think he should have been waived by the team? And do you think his freedom of speech was okay up until the part where he said it was unrighteous?
What do you think about it?
Okay, so personally, I think that, you know, obviously it's freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and I support that. And I didn't really have too much of an issue with what he said, but once he claimed it was like unrighteousness, I think that was the part that was too much for the team to kind of get behind him and say that he's like a good representation for our league. And I think that's why they let him go, because the unrighteousness part, it's almost like he's just kind of singling out one group of people. And, you know, if you believe certain things, that's fine. But, you know, it seems like he's trying to just say homosexuality is worse than, you know, people that, let's say they're alcoholics or they're gambling addicts. And I guess there have been NBA players who have beat their wives or gotten DUIs and had suspensions, but haven't been waived from the team completely.
Should they have let him go? In your opinion?
Jaden Ivey?
Yeah.
I personally, no. I don't believe they should have let him go.
Why not?
Just because, like I said, there have been other players who have done worse things or said worse things in the league.
But he wasn't also, even a part of the league, according to the story. He wasn't even a part of the league yet, right?
He's a rookie. And
was
he
a part of the league yet? Or were they going to hire him?
He was already part of the league.
They hired him already?
Yeah, he had got traded from a different team. I don't remember which one. And he had gotten injured on
Let me play that story. We have that on here. Fox News, former Chicago Bulls player Jay Ivory maintained that the conduct he showed in going against the NBA's Pride Month and anti-LGBTQ belief was not detrimentary to the team. This is from CBS News. The Bull waved Ivory after he posted a rant on social media. Watch this.
Chicago Bulls player Jaden Ivey set the internet on fire with his comments about Pride Month. Here's a clip of what started it all.
The world can proclaim LGBTQ, right? They proclaim Pride Month in the NBA. They show it to the world. They say, come join us for Pride Month, to celebrate unrighteousness. So how is it that one can't speak righteousness?
I'm not the Jay I used to be, but the old Jay is dead. I'm born again, the Holy Spirit. And I've been saved by Jesus Christ, no matter what, how many DMPs I don't get to play, or no matter how many points I score. These things are a temporary thing.
Amazing. And Irene commented on the Bulls waving him on Instagram Live. Watch this.
But then Jaden went back on Instagram Live to kind of comment on the fact that the Bulls waved him. So here's a clip of that.
They said my conduct is detrimental to the team, right? Why didn't they just say we don't agree with his stance on LGBTQ? How is it conduct detrimental to the team? What did I do to the team? What did I do to the players? I did nothing but practice with them, play with them. So why is it that the NBA and the Chicago Bulls say that I'm detrimental to the team? How? Because I believe in the truth? Because I know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life?
And when I come back, Jay, can you hold for me?
Sure.
I want to play the last part of that sound bite there. I'll be right back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Bible Thought for Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. We have a sale going on. 30% off all merch. 30% off for the whole month of April. 30% off. It's a spring sale. What the? Except for the coffee. Punchy coffee is just too good. We can't put that on sale. What the? Or the books. The books are amazing. But everything else, 30% off. Check out, use the code JLP30 at the checkout. JLP30 at the checkout, right? Don't miss out. And every dime goes back into getting the work done here. So it's another way of giving. I can't be God-given no matter how I try. So I'll keep on giving. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. All right? And then shout outs. I do shout outs for you too. What the? Shout out for everybody and their mama on birthday, wedding, anniversary, encouragement. What the? Whatever the shout out is. Go to Cameo. Personal shout outs. Go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Amazing, huh? The Hake Report's coming up at 9, from 9 to 11, and then the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report. I want to go quickly back to Jay out of Georgia responding to this guy, Ivy. He will, according to report, he would let go on the team there because he went on a little rant about the LGBT thing, and the team let him go because he was a detrimental to the team. And here's the last soundbite from that. He was coming on NBA Pride Month, and here's the last. So this guy said he did it because he been born again. He a Christian. What the? He believes he's Lord and Savior. He a Christian, so he gotta do it. Cause he a Christian. He believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that the Lord his Savior, he been born again. Right? So recently Ivy was seen street preaching in Auburn, Alabama. Watch this.
Hey, free you, Jane Abbey.
The tree of life.
The book, my boyfriend from the same.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Oh, I didn't mean to laugh. What the? So, hey, Jay?
Yes.
I say that the team had the right to let him go because what I've noticed about religious people and especially those who think they've been born again, but religious people and all these people with these agendas, when a company hires you, they're hiring you to work for them, to represent the company and work for them. And when you agree, okay, I'll work for you for X amount of dollars, you pay me X amount of dollars, I'll show up and I'll do the job. The company is not hiring you to preach Jesus. The company is not hiring you to promote any agenda. But I noticed that religion people have a bad habit of imposing their belief on others, even at work. And so this company, whether you agree or disagree, had a right to do that, and because they're in business to make money. And then they want the best person to work for them so that they can make the money.
I agree with that sentiment. There are some people online that say he was fired for being a Christian, and it's persecution. So I agree with your take. I'm glad you can recognize that, because some people that claim to be Christians say it's persecution and freedom of speech is going away.
But you don't have freedom of speech at work.
Right. You
follow the rules of the job. And you're at work to earn a living, which God gave you the ability to earn a living. God did not send you to the job to preach.
Right, and that was the issue with, like, I guess, in the locker room at times, he was evangelizing, so he was, I guess, trying to convert people as well from, like, reporters and other people. So that was another thing that the team owners and things didn't really like. So,
but those people realize the people that believe in Jesus and over there preaching everywhere like that, they don't realize they're on an ego trip and that they have no relationship with God at all. They don't know that nowhere in the Bible Jesus said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus died and rose on the cross and died on the cross and rose again, he'd be. Even if Jesus had said that, Jesus didn't want you to go to work. He said to be a living example, be a quiet example, be the light. And the light does not do that kind of stuff. You're hired to work for someone and not to bring your personal agenda to work. And so the people say, hey, no, because these people, they want as many customers as they can get. It doesn't matter who you are. They want your money. And so you're keeping customers away from the company by imposing that upon them. If you want to now this man could go out there in the street and represent himself afterward and preach, but he can't be doing it at the job. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-773. You're not supposed to be preaching that word. You're supposed to be earning a living and then helping the company to make money. That's why they hired you. And where is the love in that, anyway, imposing that at work? Nobody want to hear that. What the? And then you get mad at them. If they don't want to hear it, oh, they just don't want to hear me preach Jesus. I'm being persecuted. Like Jesus said, they're going to persecute you like they did me because you preaching the truth. That had nothing to do with Jesus. Amazing, huh? Terry, a first-time call out of Texas. Terry, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Do you have enough time to take two questions from me?
Okay.
My first question is, so me and my queen was talking, right? Mm-hmm. And she said that you should apologize to Joe Biden publicly for making fun of him because he wasn't mentally knowing what was going on and that was using him. She said Jesse was saying horrible things about Joe Biden, and she wanted me to see if you're going to apologize today.
Who is your
about
queen?
Thursday.
You say your queen? Who's your queen?
My queen.
What's that?
My wife.
Oh, your wife. What? Are you black?
Come on, Jesse, you know.
Are you black, Jerry?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Number one, I did not and do not resent Joe Biden at all. And when I were discussing what he was doing, it was because he was acting as though the light was on, but nobody was home. But I didn't resent him at all.
Okay, I had one more. Can I piggyback off that for just 1 second?
Yes.
Do you believe that the people in his administration truly didn't know that something was wrong with him?
That's a good question. I don't believe that they didn't know. I just think that they didn't care because they wanted what they want. You have to realize, if you don't already realize, is that human beings don't love one another. That's why Christ came and brought the message of love, because human beings are about themselves and no one else. And so those people wanted to stay in power, and they didn't care if they use Joe Biden or whomever or whatever it took just to keep the power. So it wasn't about even his wife. It wasn't about Joe Biden, but even his wife or his children, had they loved him, and if he really did have a issue up there, they would have said, you know what? This is my father. The wife would have said, this is my husband. I'm not going to use him in this way. I'm going to take care of him now. But they didn't care about that at all.
Correct.
They want.
And I have one more
question. People want power. They don't want love. You know how you notice how when you went and forgave your mother, and then she went and turned her family against you?
And that's true.
I'm sorry?
I said that's 100% true. She didn't even talk to me for like a month.
See there? Had she had love, she would have said, you know what, son? I'm wrong. You're right. Thank you. But instead, that's why God said that anyone with anger is evil, and you cannot trust an angry person. And forgive them, because an angry person, a resentful person, will turn on you. They hate, they love and hate whom they love. They hate whom they love and love who they hate, because that is not love. And so you forgave her anyway, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Well, go ahead. Yeah, second question.
Okay, this is my other question. So me and my wife came up with this plan. I want to know if you personally believe that it's gonna. I'm sorry, that the plan is gonna backfire on me. So we took out some loan, put my wife through nurse practitioner school, and I'm probably making about 40, 45 right now. She'll be making it about 120 whenever she finishes. And do you think that our plan will backfire on me? You think it'll be probably bad on my end that she's going to be making so much more money than me?
Very interesting question. Let me first ask, and then I'll respond. Is your wife working on herself?
I mean, she's a holy roller.
Is she working on herself?
Big time. We haven't had that conversation, honestly, Justin.
Well, okay. You said big time what?
She's just a big time holy roller, like church every Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday afternoon, wear dresses every day. she's a Bible thumper.
Is
that
true? If
you ask her a question, she's going to say.
Is that true?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% true.
And so
she's been like that since I met her. It's probably why I got with her.
So you pay how much for her to go to school? Or you pay for her to get it, to school? To be a nurse, you say?
Yes, sir. Like a nurse practitioner. Like, yes, sir.
And if she's not working on herself, absolutely it's going to backfire on you, 100%. If she
I've invested so much money in her, you think that she's going to try to leave me and take my child or something?
Yes. If she's not working on herself, absolutely. Now, if she's working on herself, overcoming evil, and you're working on yourself, you guys have a marriage that would last until death do you part. But if she's not working on herself, she's just a holy roller, as you say. I don't know. I don't met her or anything. But as you say, and she's educated, you're in for trouble. You just bought your own destruction.
Come on, man. Let me off the hook, Jesse. Don't say that. I'll make one more comment before I go, Jesse.
What?
Tell Haig, ain't nothing wrong with his back. He acting like he finna go do construction. Why you have to call in for work? All you gonna do is sit down and talk on the microphone.
And he's right here. What do you say, Haig?
It's tough sitting down, man.
We're going to do a GoFundMe to get you one of those beds where you can pull the microphone up to the bed.
That's funny.
Amazing.
You just talk.
So let me, because of time, let me ask. Have you encouraged your wife that she needs to forgive her mother and her father for not protecting her from her mother? Have you told her that at all?
Jesse, she is her mother.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
If I said that to her one day and she's like, well, my mom's going to be mad at me. My mom's going to be mad at me.
And? Here's what I recommend. I recommend, and you have, how many children you have with her?
We just got a little boy.
Oh, okay. So your first child was a boy?
Yes, sir. Well, I got twins out of wedlock.
Congratulations. Oh, your twins are girls?
I got twin boys out of wedlock.
Right on. Real man made boys first. Amazing. So let me do this, man. Then I got to run. Encourage her that she got to forgive. Because if she doesn't, and then here, if she isn't, I don't know, a holy roller into church like that, you got some trouble coming down the road for you, buddy. But if she can start working on herself to overcome that anger and be of love, and like I said, you have a marriage that would last until death do you part. Nothing can destroy it. But if you don't, if she does not forgive, yeah, you bought yourself destruction.
Well, you don't think her being a holy roller would be a good thing, though? Like, no, I mean, she got into, like, drinking and drugging or nothing like that.
She might well be if she a holy roller.
The church is her high. Okay,
right.
I got it.
Absolutely.
Religion. Man, thank you so much, man. You helped me out a whole lot, man, throughout my life so far.
Well, you stay with it. But religion is her drug of choice. Religion is a drug. It's no different than pot or alcohol or any other type. It's no different than fentanyl.
You need to use it to cope with?
Yes.
Hide behind something? Or
100%. And when they take that hero...
He asked her a question. She said, I got to talk to the pastor. I need to talk to the pastor and see how he feel about it. I need to talk to the...
Are you serious about this?
Yeah, Jesse. We got a settlement check. Her dad passed, and she got the insurance money. Jesse, she gave the church $30,000.
Whoa! She could have paid for her own education with that.
She gave the church $30,000.
Why do you make her pay for her own education or pay you back for the money you spent on that?
Because it's our money. We're making decisions together. This is ours.
Why are you allowing that
to
happen?
The Lord put it
man.
In my heart.
Does she obey you?
Because obey, like, sit down. Sit down like that.
Does she obey you?
I don't know, Jesse. I don't know how to answer that.
With that $30,000, you had said no. Either pay me back the money I spent on your little education, or you pay for your own education. Will she have given you your money back?
The Lord put it in her heart, Jesse.
Yeah, right. The Lord has nothing to do with that.
I seen the check myself.
I know. I believe it. But I got to run, man. But you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I wish you well.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for everything.
All right,
thank you.
Stay with it. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Anthony L. 100 sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
Priscilla from Houston, Jesse, I can love God and hate Israel because God hates Israel.
Amazing. There's no hate in God. And that you can rely on. God is all love. His son Christ is love. He said, but I say to you, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Where's the hate in that? What the? Thank you.
Thank you, Priscilla from Houston.
Yeah.
No more thoughts. I bet there's at least one guy who isn't surprised that Iran, quote unquote, misunderstood that the ceasefire would include Lebanon to the guy at Bond Service who has those Iranian customers who always start haggling after the work is done. Ha ha.
What?
Remember the guy at church complaining about the Iranians?
Oh, oh yeah, I remember. That's funny. Thank you. Amazing.
Lori, morning, Jesse. It's easy to hear the devil while in the shower. I used to play music or TV to distract myself from thoughts while showering. I can hear my husband talking out loud to himself while in the shower as well. I invite people to pay attention to the shower demon, quote unquote. It's the same as talking to an empty chair. Thanks, Jesse.
That is such a good point. And you're right. Because you could be showering and be thinking about yesterday, tomorrow, what you're going to do. And the devil's just controlling you. Don't even remember the shower. Can't even enjoy the shower because you're in your head. Stay present. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
Very nice. Adlib Queen, I need you on a track with Ye. You can sing Grandpa.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing.
Maybe she wasn't prompting you to sing Grandpa. She was saying, you can sing Grandpa.
Oh, thank you, granddaughter.
Judge not that ye be not judged.
Yep.
Matthew 7:1 says Malacca.
Absolutely. It's so you know what's so amazing to me? Is that Christ, from his Father, brought a message of love, and it was totally missed. It was all about love. When you hear what Christ had to say, it was all about love. And that's amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., people hating on Jews just... Are people who hating on the Jews just Canes? Anthony L.
What?
Are people who are hating on Jews just basically Cain? Like Cain and Abel?
Oh, a good question. Jealousy is not good. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of these later. Gregatron and the rest.
Thank you
tight.
All. Wow, this album come by just like that.
Indeed.
I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Bible Thumper Thursday. Straight to your calls. Hate news is coming. Not the fake news. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Even UK's liberal far-left extremist Prime Minister Keir Starmer is not for that reparations mess. So I don't know if I want to call him based for that, though, because I can't trust any of these people. Maybe they're doing fighting in the wrong way against the ridiculous reparations begging by the UN nations. And a little bit of news. Trump says the U.S. military is going to stay around Iran until Tehran complies with the deal. Trump threatens bigger and stronger attacks if Iran does not make real agreement. By the way, Donald Trump says the U.S. military is loading up for the next conquest. He posted on Truth Social. And so, nice. Our great military is loading up and resting, looking forward, actually, to its next conquest. America is back, said our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. So that's what's going on, according to Ground News and other reports. Trump complains that NATO wasn't there when we needed them after talks with the alliance leader Rutte, Rutte. NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there if we need them again. Remember Greenland? That big, poorly run piece of ice. President DJT, Donald John Trump. Iran is accusing the United States of violating three clauses of their 10-point framework before the Islamabad talks begin. You know, tomorrow, Friday, they're supposed to meet in Islamabad to have their discussion to iron out the ceasefire deal. Iran's parliament speaker has three complaints. One is Israel's military strikes in Lebanon. I don't know how you hold the United States responsible for that, but number two is a drone intrusion into Iranian airspace over Lar in Fars province, whatever that is, wherever that is, and a denial of Iran's right to uranium enrichment. They want the right to enrich uranium. Netanyahu stated the agreement excludes operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, which President Donald Trump allegedly supported, though Pakistan's government maintains the ceasefire covers all regions, as you heard earlier on this show last hour or 2 hours ago. The conflict escalated as Israel completed the largest coordinated strike across Lebanon, killing at least 254 people, rest in peace, and injuring 1,165, while Kuwait reported 28 Iranian drone attacks on their energy infrastructure. Despite these tensions, U.S. and Iranian delegations are scheduled, at least as of this reporting, which was earlier this morning, I guess, to meet in Islamabad on Friday, tomorrow, April 10th, for peace talks with Iranian officials, warning the United States bears responsibility for any violations. Iran said they are halting oil tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz until because of Israel's striking Lebanon. The Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem was killed in Israeli strikes in Beirut, Lebanon. I feel like it should be Beirut with no T sound, but the T is maybe not be silent. Escalation in Beirut, it's the deadliest day amid this ceasefire controversy. In Lebanon, hundreds killed and wounded in those new Israeli attacks. Israel was not informed of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal until the late stages of the discussion, and they were very displeased, ticked, according to both the Wall Street Journal. Trump's only contact with them being a phone call to Prime Minister Base Bibi Netanyahu shortly before the announcement. Pakistani's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif initially announced Lebanon would be included in the ceasefire early Wednesday. Trump disputed this, citing Hezbollah. Israel's leadership is very divided. They're kind of against Bibi, many of them, and against Trump on left and right, or center, so-called, right. Opposition leader Yair Lapid, a so-called centrist, which, whatever, he said it was a political disaster. Netanyahu failed. And some far-right guy said it was Trump wimped out. Whatever. I'm James Hake, JLP Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, do you know how to behave under pressure? Do you know how to behave under pressure? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to go to the gym, or you got to go walking, or you're going to take your children to a public school because you don't want to raise them, you don't love them, and you just got to go and drop them off, you can podcast and yet listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605 615-415-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Catch up. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, though we take all calls, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. What the? Amazing. So, a spiritual battle. They had this astronaut thing happen where they did a DEI program and they sent people up to the moon. But it's a DEI program, which included a black man, a female, one white man, and one Canadian. Now, I don't know if the Canadian man white or not, but it's definitely a DEI program, and I got proof. I got proof. What do you call that trip? Artemis 2 thing. There's a black guy with them. The Artemis 2 is set to travel further away from Earth than anyone ever has as they swing around the moon. Watch this from CBS News.
The astronauts of Artemis II are set to travel further away from Earth than anyone ever has as they swing around the moon. When mission pilot Victor Glover was asked in a CBS News interview if he had an Easter message, he said he didn't have anything prepared, and then he went on to say this.
When I read the Bible and I look at all of the amazing things that were done for us who were created, it's You have this amazing place, this spaceship. You guys are talking to us because we're in a spaceship really far from Earth, but you're on a spaceship called Earth that was created to give us a place to live in the universe, in the cosmos.
Amen. Glover has been very open about his Christian faith, saying we need Jesus whether here on Earth or orbiting the moon.
That's my proof. They sent the black DEI man with him so he can pray. He up there praying like the football player up there carrying on, talking about he was born again of Jesus. A DEI program. And everywhere the black man go, the black woman especially, they praying. And then you look at their hearts, what do you see? Do you see love or do you see hate? So I'm told that Germany, the Canadian guy, is white. He was born in London, Ontario, 1976. So he's white, according to Google AI. But what? Jeremy, yeah. It's a DEI program, and they got the black man up there praying, because he believe in Jesus. And Jesus is like, man, just go to work. They paying you to go up there. Don't act a DEI in space, too. What the? And then the white men sitting back looking at him going, Lord, have mercy. We can't take them anywhere. But they're grinning and bearing it. He also shared the gospel mere moments before reaching the backside of the moon. Watch this from C-SPAN.
To remind you of one of the most important mysteries there on Earth, and that's love. Christ said in response to what was the greatest command, that it was to love God with all that you are. And he also, being a great teacher, said the second is equal to it, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so, as we prepare to go out of radio communication, we're still able to feel your love from Earth, and to all of you down there on Earth and around Earth, we love you from the moon.
Houston copies. We'll see you on the other side.
We will see you on the other side.
They have a DEI woman up there communicating with the DEI man up in the space thing. Grandpa, tell me about the good of the world gone crazy. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Listen to this one. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. This is not saying that, but anyone with fear is of their father, the devil, because in God there is no fear. Just know, if you have a fear, it's because you and Satan are one. And that is the nature of the devil. But anyway, have I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. But you don't know that because you leave him by going into the illusion and watering grass that's not there, or having a conversation with someone that's not even in the seat in front of you. You don't know that. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither high or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You got to return to love if you want to be free. You got to return to love. And there's nothing but hate in the world. There's no love. And the message that the Son of the Father spoke and brought to us is the Father sent him because the Father loved you and me and everyone. And the Father sent him to let you know you can be free now. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. You can be free. But you got to be of love. Love endures all things. Love is patient. Love is kindness. Love is everything. And without love, and not emotional love. Emotional love, I got to say that. If you feel love, you're of your father, the devil. Love is not a feeling. Satan's love is a feeling. Oh, I love you. I love you too. Okay, bye, Mom. I love you, Mom. I love you too. Bye, daughter, son. I love you. That's hate. That's not love. And as soon as they say, don't say, bye, Mom, I love you, you go off. You didn't say you love me. That's about self. And so, did you hear about this? I had a young lady call me yesterday about this story. I think this is what you're referring to, about what's happening in Texas. And Texas will soon be a blue state, by the way. And this, you can depend on and never worry. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough to keep Texas from becoming blue. Texas is becoming blue. Come hell or high water. This is from Frontline TP USA. Many Texans have been talking about the dramatic culture change happening in North Texas. Watch this from X.
This is Savannah Hernandez in Frisco, Texas, and I have been hearing from quite a few Texans about the changing culture and demographic up in North Texas, so I wanted to come and check it out myself. And behind me is the Hanuman Temple, which was created here in Frisco surrounding the deity Hanuman. Now, I wanted to come to this area because, as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area, and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside, because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas.
This is in Texas. Oh, Texas gonna be blue. And this you can depend on. And never worry. She took her shoes off. I don't remember seeing her shoes off there. What? Maybe they were. I just didn't catch it. That's amazing, huh? Back in 2010, Asian/Indian made up 10% of the North Texas area. It's now up to 33%.
Now, we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%. And on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area. On top of that, in McKinney, you have a baseball field that has since been been converted to a major league cricket field. Actually, across the street from this temple, I saw some men playing cricket. First time I personally seen that in Texas. And then you also had the Holi Festival that was happening here in McKinney, and it is an Indian celebration of color. Pretty crazy to see such an intricate and large temple in the middle of this residential neighborhood.
What a mess, huh? Old Testament will be blue. And the Allahu Abba people are taking over. They're conquering the Satan, according to them. They're conquering the great Satan. And don't worry, small Satan in their mind is next. Israel. They made a promise they're going to conquer the big Satan, which is America, and the small Satan in their mind, which is Israel. While y'all fighting one another, Allahu Abba is taking over. Isn't that amazing? I'm being told that the Indians are coming over here to work tech jobs, and they're bringing their families. We are family. I brought all my brothers and sisters with me. What now? And guess who's helping them out? And gladly helping them out, according to the report. And allegedly, Time of India is reporting. An old video of Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying that Texas will be a land for the Indian community as long as he remained the governor. And this video went viral. Watch this from X.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community. A land of absolute. And we will continue to celebrate Diwali here in the great state of Texas.
Yeah. Need I remind you, this is a Republican governor. A Republican governor. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, the great white hope, there would be no Republican Party. Because the representatives are just like the Democrat. You better be thinking, thank you, Mr. President. Because there would be a one-party system straight up if it wasn't for Trump, the great white hope. They call him king. And they worship the king around the world. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him daddy. And they say daddy is home. Your dad is home. Dad is home to stay. I call him a great white hope. He's brought hope back to America. And he's white. And he's great. Brought hope back. Isn't that amazing? John 14:6 said, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. I rest my case. Greg Abbott appeared, according to the report, to have made a promise to our enemies that I'm going to make sure that you work here in Texas, that Texas will become the land for the Indian community. Say hello to Allahu Abba. Let me see what the great white hope has to say.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
I rest my case. Thank you, Mr. President. Finally, someone is putting America first. Gray Abbott definitely is not, if this story is true. Finally, it's happened to me right in front of my face to all of us, Donald Trump. Thank you, Mr. President. The great white hope. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle, and you're losing America. I've been told that Hindu, I don't know what that means. What?
He's saying the Indians are a little different than the Allahu Akbar people.
In what way?
Well, they're Indian as opposed to Muslim.
Why were they kissing the ground?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, in that first video, they were, where they were, remember when they took their shoes off?
There I was, missed it.
My there were some guy, a few guys on the ground there kissing the ground.
Right, but that's what James is saying. And
what are you saying?
That the Indians are a little different than the Muslims.
In what way?
Well, that they're Indian as opposed to being Muslim. They may have touched the ground. I missed that. But I think Indians touch the ground, too, in a different way.
There are a couple of Indian guys that come to the bar meeting sometimes. I'm going to ask them. Because I know they're Christians. But I don't know if they became a Christian as a result of coming to the States. Or were they that way before they came? So, hey, you're saying Indian praise Lord Shiva. Who is that? Shiva. Who is that, James? Come here, James, real fast. Hindus are not Muslims. Who is Lord Shiva? Hank is white. You white.
One of the Indian gods.
What?
One of the Indian gods.
Oh, so they have more than one god?
Yes.
Oh, well, what? Isn't that the same as a Muslim?
No, it's different.
In what way?
Muslims say God is one. Muslims hate the polytheists.
What's a polytheist?
The Trinitarians.
There is the black one who don't like the white one who don't like the yellow one who don't like the Jewish one who don't like the whatever one.
Some translations of where it says kill the infidel in the Muslim religion say kill the polytheists.
What's a polytheist?
People who follow many gods.
Oh, why they have so many gods?
Crazy. Shout out.
You're so crazy. Amazing. So they're not the Allah Uaba people.
Correct. They're more like Vivek Ramaswamy.
So why are they kissing the ground?
Because that's what religious people do.
Kiss the ground?
Mm-hmm. In the Old Testament, they kissed the ground too, I think. Or fell down prostrate on the floor. Ground. Ground.
What? Nothing. What happened?
The Christians, the Jewish people... The ancient Old Testament people fell down prostrate, meaning whatever, face down on the ground.
Oh, why?
To show humility and stuff like that in worship.
Oh, okay. My producer's telling me ground prostitution.
Prostration.
What?
Not prostitution. Ground prostrations.
Are practiced throughout many religions. Oh, that's not prostitution?
No, that's not prostitution necessarily.
Oh, ground.
Prostration. When you fall prostrate.
Oh. Okay.
Meaning face down, flat, laying down.
Oh, he black.
Indeed he is.
Let me go to Hayden out of Texas. Hayden, you are on the air.
Hey, it's good hearing from you, Jesse.
Hey, Hayden, how are you?
Long time no talk to.
Yeah, amazing.
Yep. So can't you tell I'm so proud of my governor that you just showed?
What a mess. Why don't y'all get rid of him?
I wish we could.
Did you know before the stir that he said that, if that's true?
About the situation in Frisco?
Yeah, about he's going to bring all the Hindus into Texas like that.
Well, I had heard it was happening in Frisco and other places up northern
Frisco, Texas.
Okay. Yeah, I live in the southern part, so I'm not really affected by that. I live in a nice and good white part of Texas. So,
but that's going to change.
Don't say that.
But that's what's going to happen because white people don't defend themselves at all, and that's what has happened here in California. The suburb when the Father Messiah Obama was in the White House, they were infiltrating the suburb areas then, and now they're out of control.
Oh yeah, I know.
So they come into your neighborhood, buddy.
Well, I guess it was good that Crockett didn't win her primary.
It was, but the guy that did win. Isn't he more liberal, as liberal as she is?
I think he's a little bit better than she is, but I mean he's still a liberal nutcase though.
And he is a little bit better. How?
She was a lot more outspoken and radical in her message, and he's more polite, I guess you said, but still communist.
Oh yeah, I know. I read that. I didn't know I tuned it, but I read it. What a mess!
Yeah, but I wanted to call in Jesse and thank you. Your message is always good, no matter what you say. I don't think I've ever really disagreed with anything you've said. But I saw two of your YouTube shorts. One was titled "Why Do White People Let People of Color into Their Countries?" and the other one was "We're Losing Our Country Due to Weak Men." And I just wanted to call in and say those are two amazing messages, and I want to thank you for that message, those messages.
Right on. You're welcome. Are you speaking up more now? Are you afraid to speak up, or do you speak up?
As much as I can. The situation I'm in, meaning my work life. I'm able to speak up a little bit more than other people. So I mean, I'm fortunate in that sense. But I don't try to shove it in people's face. So
yeah, don't speak up at work unless you're speaking up for your job or something. You're at work to make money and to help the company make money. So don't do it at work.
That's right.
Yeah. Amazing.
But yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
I just want to call in and thank you. I hope you're doing well, and thank you for all you do, Jesse.
Amazing, thank you, but I appreciate that. Good to hear from you.
This is same to you. Goodbye.
Bye now. 888-77 Jesse. They sent me a note, Lord, throw me off. 1 Corinthians 8:5-6. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there's one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are many, all things. This is hard to read. Read that. Hey.
For although there may be many so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many, quote-unquote, gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we exist. 1 Corinthians 8:5-6.
Amazing. All this is from my producer, by the way. Thank you, producer. I got to take a quick break. What am I supposed to be doing with the D-Live thing now?
No more D-Live. No treasure chest for D-Live, because there is no D-Live stream. But we do have scratch-offs on pill.net.
Back in a moment. After a while, that when these guys overcome their anger, They have amazing ideas about starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then after that, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Time. And then check out the brand new episode of Punchy TV with Billy. Oh, Lord. You don't want to miss that. You can podcast Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the Fallen State.TV. Ernest Owings was my guest. He is a journalist, CEO, and the author of The Case for Culture, for Cancel Culture. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
People's ability to vote, stopping discrimination, human rights.
They were canceling conservative left and right.
I mean, there were some conservatives that deserved to be canceled. We see political cults on the left and the right. And that extremism, I think, is what's tearing America apart. This country should not be ran by the Bible.
But aren't we a Christian nation?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Do you love America? Interesting. Friday at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, and just before Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby. All right? And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel, or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. JesseLeePeterson.locals, am I right? .com.
Locals.com.
Oh, yeah, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Thank you. It's so much to remember. I'm black. You black. What? Nah. And thank you for your support. Like this video. Let me go to Anthony, a first-time caller out of New York. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
All is well, Anthony. Amazing.
Amazing. So, right now, I'm out of state. I took a brief birthday trip with my wife. And since listening to your show and paying attention to how full of hell these women are,
yes,
I really started analyzing my wife on this trip. And I guess she's paying attention that I've been watching your show and not feeding into her nonsense.
Yes.
So throughout this whole entire trip, she's been causing hell. So
what? No, Happy birthday.
I know, right? So we got into a small, small little argument. And I kind of told her to shut up, to shut the F up during the argument. So she's going to take a 5-hour bus ride from where we're at back to New York. But it feels good to, like, stand up for yourself now.
Absolutely.
And not make her your god, you know?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So I figured, you know, I call in and just let you know that your word is working. I know it's coming from God. It's not, right. You know, it's yes. Not due to you specifically, but you know, it does feel good to know that it's working.
And so, when she said, "Well, I'm gonna take the bus back home," and what did you say?
I said, "All right."
Right on.
I used to run behind her, try to stop her, convince her to stay. But I feel like that's making me a slave, man.
It is. And it's making her your God. And whomever or whatever you make your God other than the true God, it's going to bring nothing but misery. It weakens you and destroys you.
And she knows that.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll never admit it, but she knows that.
Yeah.
And that's why she raises so much hell.
That's amazing. Will you stay with? Are you doing the silent prayer and all that?
No. No. I'm suffering. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie though. I did it a few times. It feels good, but clearly I still like my hell. That's why I haven't been.
Well, do what you want, of course, but I highly recommend you practice being present, and then. Because if your wife is not working on herself and you are, you have not seen hell yet. The light,
no, I have.
The light in you will bring out all the hell in her.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. From since I started the silent prayer and I'm watching more videos, she has been raising more hell than I've ever seen.
Yes.
And we've been with each other for almost 7 years, married for 3. She's been raising so much hell within these past probably like 5 to 6 months that I've never seen this side of her before.
Wow. Have you suggested that she needs to forgive her mother and father?
Of course. And she said that she has nothing to forgive them for.
Yeah, right. And then
I know, right?
How did she become just like her mama then? What the?
She's a clone of her mom, and she's a clone of my mother, to make it even worse.
Absolutely. You married your mama.
What the? beta.
What a beta.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying, Jesse. I'm trying to come out of this falling state.
Well, you stay trying with it. If you stay present, I guarantee you the light of God will bring you out of that darkness, and you will have an amazing life right here on earth. So just stay with
Jesse, can I ask you one more thing?
Yes, sir.
This is the last thing. I know probably other people are calling. But as she takes that trip home, remember, I got to deal with this witch when I get home. What do you recommend?
Don't react to her at all. Don't argue with her. If you need to stay the point, make a point, you make that point. But do not argue with her at all.
Okay.
Just leave her to her misery. And don't try to force her to come out of it. You can tell her, hey, you need to look at you. You need to overcome this anger. Look at you. Look how you're acting. You're trying to control me. I see what you're doing, Satan, but it's not going to work. But do not argue with her at all. And she's going to go crazy trying to get you to argue. Don't do it. Because that's what the devil wants. The devil wants two devils arguing, and the devil will win. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's what I had in mind. Okay. All right.
I wish you well, man. Stay with the prayer, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right. Okay. Amazing.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Thomas out of Arizona. Thomas, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Thomas.
Yeah, I was well here, too. Yeah, man, this isn't my first time calling, but I usually agree with you on a lot of the stuff you say, man, but there's a few things, man, that I don't agree with you on, because when you listen to some of your interviews when you interview people, and you instigate and you provoke them to anger, but yet you tell everybody not to be angry, but you provoke people to anger. So
how do I provoke? You know, give me an example. What you mean?
Because you know that they don't align with your beliefs, and you know they don't align with the truth. Because I believe the same thing you do. I believe in the in the Lord and stuff in Jesus.
Right.
But out of love, you know, sometimes we can't start quarrels with people, knowing that they don't believe the same way we do.
But I don't quarrel with anyone.
But you instigate trying to get answers out of them that you know you're not going to get out of them.
Give me an example of what you mean of me trying to get an answer. If you can think of one.
So when you ask you got some black people up there and you ask them, hey, well, you know, and you're asking them about the black culture, about how blacks always destroy things or how what have they ever built. And a lot of it I agree with you on, but your delivery towards them, you know that they don't agree with you. And I think you knowing that before you go into those interviews with them, you know that they don't agree with you, but you still go about asking them those questions that stirs up strife and it stirs up them to anger. So you're provoking them to anger, knowing that they're not going to line up with your beliefs.
Am I responsible for someone else's emotions?
No, but my point to you is that you're being an instigator. You're instigating. That's not a form of love. You know what I mean?
I know, but if I'm just asking questions, it's not my responsibility or concern how they react to the questions, is it?
You're absolutely right. But at the same time, that still doesn't negate the fact that you're instigating.
But I'm not instigating. Instigating is if I was trying to force them to answer and then get mad at them if they don't answer and all that kind of stuff. But I simply asked the question.
Yeah. But then when they don't answer, you force them to answer. I hear you repeatedly say, well, answer the question. Answer my question. So you are kind of forcing them to answer you.
Well, I'm not forcing them to do it. It's just that if I have a question, I notice that they're running away from the question. I'm trying to ask them, I'm saying to them, well, what is it? Yes or no, or blah, blah, blah kind of thing.
Right, but at the same time, though, if they don't answer you the first time, you know they're not going to answer you, Jesse.
But how you know?
Because if they were open and willing to answer your question, they would do it willingly.
But I would not
having to.
I don't know if they're going to answer or not, and I'm just trying to have a conversation. And eventually, though, if you notice that a lot of people do answer the question eventually.
Some of them do because right. They probably feel cornered, you know.
But no, that's not what it is. But listen, I appreciate that, though, Thomas. But I got to run because I'm tired. But no, I'm not trying. And I understand the statement you're making, but I never try to instigate anyone to anger because I am not responsible for anyone else's anger. And if they didn't have that anger in them, then no one can provoke you to something that's not there, right? So if you're not angry, they can't provoke you no matter how the question goes or whatever. So I'm not trying to do that at all. But thank you, man. I got to run. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Gregatron, hey, Jesse, did Kanye West, meaning Ye, perform the song Amazing when you saw him last weekend? It's amazing, so amazing. It's amazing, so amazing.
Yeah.
I may be getting the melody wrong.
He did.
And the beat wrong.
Yeah. He did, and I was doing this. We were doing that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Everybody else was doing it, so I was doing it. He was doing it. I'm like, what the? It was an amazing concert. I have to say, and I may change my mind, it was the best concert I've ever attended. The talent, the setup, the design and everything, perfect. Absolutely perfect. And he has amazing talent. I didn't know he was that smart, to be honest. But it was amazing. But yes, and I was doing this.
American flags, handshake, okay sign, and strong arm from Gregatron. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Half black Tony to the NBA player. Those thoughts got to him. And you can tell his ego gets a thrill for standing up, quote unquote.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. What does it take to enter the kingdom of heaven within? You have to see you're not the one thinking.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jell Bell bought a coffee with a Facebook Reel tip for us. I sent that along to the team. Women hitting men and men standing up for themselves. Little two fingers pointing out, a thumb and index finger, and 100.
Repeat that.
Women hitting men and men standing up for themselves. A little Facebook Reel tip for us to check out.
Oh,
later.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Women are so abusive to men today, and not even funny. And yet, it's not even discussed for the most part. Isn't that amazing? But if men were doing that, it would be everywhere. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jell Bell. Nick LaBoy on Rumble. Irina Zarutska's killer, the Ukrainian refugee girl on the train who got stabbed in the neck. Her killer will walk free, claims Nick LaBoy. Black privilege on full display. Our court system is corrupt. I would rather have Trump fix our legal system than put money in my pocket. God bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you.
And I didn't see that he's going to walk free, but I did see that he was deemed incompetent, mentally incompetent to stand trial.
That's what I saw, too.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But that doesn't mean that he's necessarily going to walk free.
But
it's still a mess.
And the one thing that I noticed, and I've said over and over again, that white people are under genocide in America, the one thing I noticed is that if a black or someone does commit a crime against a white person, you can already know if they go to jail, it's not going to be but for a minute, if they go at all. So, but I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. They just say he was mentally incompetent, according to the report, to go to jail right now, so, or be in hell, or whatever, a trial or something. What a mess. Thank you.
Very messy. Thank you, Nick LaBoy. Priscilla from Houston, Jesse. I was just playing earlier. God loves Israel, and so do I. I also love you and the crew.
Priscilla.
Priscilla from Houston, cleaning up the little joking mess she did about, I get to hate Israel because God hates Israel.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, I accept. Right on. Thank you.
Jarrell A. T-R-J. Have you heard the news? 100,000 churches are closing across the United States in 5 to 10 years. Says Jarrell.
Why?
I haven't heard that news.
Me either. I haven't. Are they Christian churches?
Churches are usually Christian.
Yeah.
So I don't know, though.
Amazing. No, I've not heard that at all. Thank you.
Something to look into, I suppose. Right.
Yeah.
Hanez, thank you for everything, Jesse. White, thanks, Hans. I realize if I ever wanted to start my own business or even do anything else, I have got to overcome the thoughts first. Otherwise, nothing will ever work.
That's right, because those thoughts will tell you why you shouldn't start one. Ask somebody about this and about that. And if they don't agree with you, and tell you, see, you should do it. They don't agree. But if you just go and do your own thing and be you, don't try to be like anyone. Don't compete against anyone. Just be you. You'll be surprised what happens. But you got to be you. Don't try to be like anyone else, your mama or nobody. There are people who want to be like their parents. Who want to be like their parents? If you're like your parents, you're not going to be you. You're going to end up like your parents. What the? Amazing. I wish you well.
I looked up that thing about the churches closing down. The National Council of Churches per Brave AI projects approximately 100,000 U.S. churches could close over the next 1,000 year, Next several years. Pardon me. Thanks for listening. Somebody's paying attention. Decline driven by a perfect storm of factors, including generational shifts, with 29% of Americans now identifying as religiously unaffiliated, rising operational costs, and the long-term impact of the pandemic, which reduced in-person attendance 85%. To 85% of pre-pandemic levels.
Well, somebody needs to tell those Indian people there in Texas.
They said that in 2025, 15,000 churches were expected to shut down.
So the Indian people must not have heard that because they're building big.
Well, those are not churches.
Oh.
That's an increase in Hindu population, sir. Thank you, Jarrell. And thank you again, Hannes, about
you.
Overcoming the thoughts.
Yeah,
and
thank
you. More than half breed, little old Texas is done. Grateful for our Governor DeSantis in Florida. But we have no property tax vote coming in November. If that passes, we are going to see mass migration to Florida. Do you think this may be the Democrat strategy to increase taxes causing migration to turn red states blue? Asks Enheat.
They want to increase taxes?
Well, in the blue states, they're increasing taxes, which causes liberals who are having to pay taxes to move to conservative states where they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And it's not like those liberals wake up and become conservatives necessarily. They stay liberal and turn the states blue.
I don't know if they're doing that deliberately, knowing that the people are going to leave, but I would not be surprised, really, because those states do turn blue. When the liberals move there, look what happened to Oregon, and look what's happening in Texas right now. And look what, there's part of Florida that's not as conservative as it used to be. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Steve 3. Hey, Jesse, a follow-up to my question yesterday. If you agree demons mentioned throughout the Bible are the same demons planting thoughts and emotions in our minds, what do you think about the people who are demonically possessed in the Catholic exorcist priests who help to free them?
Repeat that.
What do you think about the exorcism and exorcists and the people who are demonically possessed nowadays?
That the demon is a demon is a demon, as he's always been. He just has no power. I don't quite understand the question, but do you?
All right, what do you think about the exorcists? Catholic priests who exorcise demons.
I know in the olden days, they used to have the priests, people who exorcise the demons in the old days, but I don't know what they do now, to be honest.
I believe they're still doing it, some of them.
Oh, yeah?
At least that they think that they're doing.
Remember that movie with that gal in the bed?
I didn't see that. You're talking about The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never saw it. I was sheltered. I was Christian.
Okay.
Brian R., thank you for your question. Sorry we couldn't help you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian R., Thumper Thought. JLP, do you think Jesus resurrected? It's written that for 40 days he taught a crowd of 500 people and spoke to disciples. Or are those accounts of crazy people like Paul? Scrunch face laughing emoji.
He did rise, but not in the manner that we've been told. Yes, he did do that. I got to take a break. I
we'll
stop
read
right there. I
the
to
rest
to
of
Bobby.
Your super chats later, y'all.
Thank you. Bobby is the first time called out of Arizona, and I'm running out of time here. Bobby, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bobby.
My question is about the silent prayer and how to watch my thoughts.
Yes.
Because I just naturally, when I wake up in the morning, I just lay there and for a while without doing anything, awake in bed. Thinking. So I don't know the difference between just laying there thinking, being lost in thoughts, and observing my thoughts.
Well, when you wake up, are you doing the silent prayer, you say?
I've been trying to, but I don't know if I've ever successfully done it. I don't know if I've been actually conscious the way you talk about it for even a second, even once.
You know how sometimes you think about the past, what happened to you or what happened in the past?
Yeah.
And you are aware that you're thinking about the past, right?
Yes.
When you are aware that you're thinking about the past, or you're thinking about tomorrow, or you're thinking about this and that, when you can be aware that you're doing that, then you're doing it in the right way. Well, if you become unaware that you're thinking about the path, but you're like totally into it, you're not aware then. So when that happens, just become aware of your body or something like that. So in the morning when you wake up, open your eyes, look around the room for a minute, or get up and wash your face or something, and then sit and just become aware you're thinking about what's going to happen at work or what's going to happen that day. If you are aware of those things, you're present. You're doing the right thing.
I'm still not sure if I understand. I'm sorry, because I really do want to understand this, because everything you say seems like so like just naturally true, except for I can't tell if I'm observing a thought or if I'm, you know, because I thought like if I have a thought, that means I observed it. I was aware that it happened because
if you can see you having a thought, you are aware. Bobby, are you able to call me back tomorrow? Because it sounds like something we need to deal with a little bit longer. Are you able to call me back? If not tomorrow, another day?
I can call back tomorrow.
And remind the screener caller that I asked you to call me back, all right?
Okay, sure thing. Is it like, you know, try and call earlier on the show, I imagine?
Yeah, and whenever you can, but when I have a little bit more time to talk to you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. I am out of time. Time won't give me time, but time ain't lovers feel. They ain't got time. But I say to you, love your enemy, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Stop hating. Hating is of the devil. Love, not emotional love, but non-judgment love, is of God. If you want to know God, you got to return to love. He is love. He does not punish. He only love. All right, Jason out of Las Vegas. Jim, my first time calling out of Utah. Tori out of California. And the call that just dropped, I'm out of time. Tomorrow's Open Live Friday. Hake is coming now. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your super chat. We'll friend those tomorrow. Are we done with it? Are there more? Oh, do we have time?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so, anyway. Over on YouTube, The Real Jarrell, thank you, no message. Nikki313, peace is effortless, but we make it effortful. Meditate, read the Bible, pray out loud, and wonder why there's no peace. My happy Bible Thumper Thursday book.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow, I'm glad we got to. All right, folks, thank you for your support. Open Line Friday. Have a good day. Stay with us. Stay with us.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.